Hi, this is Wayne Ivey, pastor of First Christian Conroe. Welcome to my midweek podcast. It's Wednesday, June the 3rd, while I'm recording this. I want to thank all of those who were here this morning to help us have probably the biggest food pantry we've ever had. The line of traffic was back up the loop, almost a highway 105, it seemed like. And I want to thank the people of the Arise Church up in the Willis, New Waverly area, and a First Baptist Conroe, and for Keep Us Fed, the nonprofit ministry that Colonel Larry runs. We had all of y'all's help in providing food for our neighbors this morning. It is a huge undertaking. It's truly a community effort. I appreciate you so much. Well, things are beginning to get back to normal here at the church. Shirley is back in the office this week, and so my world will get a lot more organized in the next few days. I want to share with you today a Franciscan blessing, a benediction that I found on Facebook this week. May God bless you with discomfort. At easy answers, half-truths, and superficial relationships, so that you may live deep within your heart. May God bless you with anger at injustice and oppression and exploitation of people, so that you may work for justice, freedom, and peace. May God bless you with tears to shed for those who suffer pain, rejection, hunger, and war, so that you may reach out your hand to comfort them and to turn their pain into joy. And may God bless you with enough foolishness to believe that you can make a difference in the world, so that you can do what others claim cannot be done, to bring justice and kindness to all our children and the poor. That blessing wished discomfort, anger, and tears on a sort of odd ingredients for a blessing. But we have felt all those things this past week. Discomfort, anger, and tears. In the wake of the pandemic that is still going on, we have the horrible news of a man, George Floyd, being murdered by a police officer. I know it's too soon to call it that, maybe in the legal world, but you can't watch the 8 minutes go by and not realize that you're watching a murder take place in front of your eyes. What are we to do? How are we going to get through this? How are we going to learn to better live with each other? How can we become better neighbors to our neighbors of color? How can we possibly undo all of the wrongs that and injustices that have been done to them, lo, these 150, 200 years? It's not that there have been no gains these past decades. We have come a long way since the mid-60s. But there is still so far to go. There are so many wounds that are so deep, and that reconciliation still needs to take place. There are so many of us who live with the generations-long benefits of white privilege that we can't see the forest for the trees. And if you do not believe that white privilege is a fact, you just haven't been paying attention. I used to know a guy, and he was a friend of sorts. We had gone to college and pledged a fraternity together. But I could no longer remain a friend when he became so jaded and so racist in his outlook. He once said, "You know, I've never owned a slave, and they've never been slaves. They just need to get over it. If we had known they were going to be so much trouble, we would have picked our own cotton. That obscene language came out of the mouth of a wealthy Houston banker who used to brag about how he had redlined neighborhoods so that some would-be borrowers simply couldn't get the money to move up into a new neighborhood. What are we to do? And when I say we now, I'm referring to we as being, what are we white folks to do? How can we possibly become better neighbors to our neighbors of color? First of all, we have got to learn. We've got to learn about generational racism and how it came about from the failed Reconstruction right after the Civil War all the way through the Jim Crow awful 10s and 20s, all the way through the time of legal segregation up to the present in some of the unfulfilled dreams of reconciliation. We've got to learn about generational racism and rip it out by the roots. And then we, again, speaking to white folks, we have got to work for equal treatment under every law. We've got to work for equal education for every child. We've got to work for equal opportunities for vocation for everyone. We must do that. We white folks, we must become outspoken advocates and allies of black and brown folks. We must do that. We must live out the gospel, the whole gospel, of love your neighbor as yourself. My prayer is that George Floyd's legacy will be that we finally came to our senses and we became a nation who lives out her promise of equality. Well, that's all I got. Enough sermonizing for one day. I look forward to seeing you in worship live this Sunday at 10:45. Have a great day. God bless.